Hi, this is Evan McIntosh, you're listening to Very First Time.
Du haut de ses 17 ans, Evan McIntosh impressionne par son talent et sa maturité. Ce jeune artiste non-binaire, avec son nouvel EP Character Development, sorti en août dernier, s'inscrit clairement dans la lignée de Billie Eilish par sa voix et sa facilité à passer d'un genre musical à un autre. Ces 8 morceaux, concentrés de dream pop, de funk et de soul, constituent un projet intimiste dans lequel Yael parle amour et se questionne son identité. Et c'est avec cet entretien que je souhaitais terminer cette séquence spéciale de jeunes artistes. Attention, l'épisode est en anglais, mais version française arrivera bientôt. So the first thing I wanted to ask you is, so can you tell me the first song that you ever written? At what, how old were you when you wrote that, and what was it about?
Okay, I don't remember the very, very, very first song I ever wrote, but I do remember the first one that I wrote on the guitar, and it was called Feels Like, is what it was called, and it was, I wrote it on the bus from school to my house for my first, like, guitar lesson.
Because, okay.
Yeah. And I think I was 9. I was about 9 when I wrote it.
Okay.
It was sad. It was really sad, but, yeah.
But what was it about? Like a sad love story, or?
It was like, what the hell? What was the lyric? Wait. Let me, like, go back in time.
Yeah. Don't worry.
What was the first lyric? I remember the second verse was like, I can't trust anyone or anything. Is it time to just give up? Or something like that. Like, ridiculous. I was like 9 years old. But
you were, maybe you were a sad kid. Maybe you felt emotions differently from other kids.
Just depressed, I guess. Yeah. Yeah.
And so you play the guitar since 9 years old?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so it's, and do you play other instruments now, or?
I play, like, the keyboard, but, okay. Like, out of, like, necessity, because I have to for, like, producing stuff. But, yeah.
And so on this first song, it was only guitar, and,
yeah.
And what was, so your aspirations, it was, like, your life, maybe, do you write from life experiences, or you can write about things happening around us, like, demonstrations, racism, homophobia, or things like that? Or is it always something that concerns your life?
I think, because I've been writing for, like, a really long time. Like, I've,
yeah, been, it's like 10, because you're, like, 19, no?
17,
okay. Yeah. So, yeah, it's been, like, 8 years since you,
yeah.
Since you,
yeah.
First started writing.
Yeah. But I've been writing since, like, as far back as I can remember. But I think I was always like a very observant kid. Like, I would just absorb my environment and, like, spit it back out, but also just, like, just constantly thinking. Like, I've never been able to turn my brain off. Like, it was always just going like this. So, like, a really good way to, like, outlet all of this, like, whatever's going on in my brain was just to write it out. And then I had something to, like, yeah.
And so, is this first song really different from your first album and your last EP? Do you think that maybe the writing changed a little bit, or the way you produce the songs or the instruments you use? Well, how is it different from your last EP, for example?
Like, you talk about the first song.
Yeah, the song you were talking about, like, you wrote on the bus.
Yeah, it's way, 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 way different. Because I was, like, 9, and it was my first instrument ever. And, like, my last EP, or, you know, Character Development, way different. Way different. But, yeah, I'm glad, you know, it would kind of suck if my writing hadn't progressed, like, at all.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Do you think that this song could be now on your project? Maybe if you change some little things, or is it really different from what you're doing now?
No, I wouldn't be doing that, but it's just I'm constantly making new stuff, so like I never like even when I'm making projects and I feel like I need more songs on there, like I'll never look to like the past, at least not that far back, to like
Okay.
pull something forward, just because I want like my project or whatever to be very original to that moment in that point in my life.
Oh, okay. So you go back to old demos, but demos like from really recent demos, not demos from like 8 years ago.
Sometimes, but a lot of times I won't use them.
Okay. And how do you when you I don't know if you still have the demo from this song, but when you think about it, how do you what do you feel about it? Do you feel it's like something that you're proud of, or you're a bit embarrassed if it's ever going to be out in the world? Do you think you'll be embarrassed? Or how do you react to these songs today, these days?
Yeah, I don't think I'd be embarrassed. I think I am very proud of that song because that was the first time that I like had like a completed like song. It was like my first song ever. And it wasn't bad. It was not a bad song. Like it was cute, sort of. I was sad, but like no. I think it's like a very important moment in my life.
And so lastly, so can you tell me a bit about maybe you already told me a bit about that, but your influences, your inspirations, how do you write a song now, and how do you choose the instruments you're going to use? Because the first song you wrote, there was only guitar, and on your last EP, Character Development, it's really jazzy, it's really pop, it's really dreamy, like dream pop. So, have you gone from that first song to this EP, Character Development, that is now out on every streaming platforms?
I don't know. Well, my influences, I think he said something about that. I discovered Prince when I was in sixth grade.
Okay.
I was 12,
Okay.
I think I was about 12. Because it was back in 2016. Because he just passed away. But that big, yeah, that was like really like formative years of my life. So I just, yeah. Since then, he's become like the foundation of all music I make. He's just like my idol. Yeah, Prince. Yeah, I picked up. He's like my strongest influence. So I picked that up in the meantime, and I picked up like through Prince. I picked up all sorts of other artists. I've always been like really invested in like, and really inspired by like funk and R&B. Because like that's what my dad listened to growing up, and that's what was always playing around.
Okay.
But yeah. But no, it's way different. Cause now, you know, I have access to like production, like on the computer and everything, so like I can use like different synths and different sounds, of course, instead of like the guitar, which I would love to use a guitar again. But
And do you do all the instruments and the by yourself, or do you all the productions on your song by yourself? Or was there someone or something that helps you?
yeah, my producer Jesty,
Okay.
like I'll start the foundation of like the track and like the chords and like an idea of what I want it to sound like with what I have access to, and then I'll send it, yeah, and then I'll send it to him, and he's got like different musicians that he'll reach out to do different things, but yeah, also him.
Okay, so you do the foundation, and then he adds things. And maybe you talk about it about some things, and he adds this or that, or take out something, and it's like a
Yeah.
okay. So how would you describe your last album, so Character Development? Is it like so funk, dream pop? How do you describe it?
Yeah. I don't know that I would give it a genre because I don't really know. But I think a lot of what you were saying, like you said, it was like dream pop. That works. I was really like, I wrote it about being, because I live in like Derby, Kansas, this like really small town, and I wrote it about feeling.
In Texas, you told me earlier, no?
Kansas.
Kansas, sorry. Oh my god. Not really the same. Not the same state.
Same thing. But, but I live in this really small town in Kansas, and it's just about feeling really restricted in my environment and not knowing why. Why I felt so closed in and why I couldn't adapt or like fit in the way that I really wanted to without like having to sacrifice parts of me that were really important. And so I just started writing about these feelings I was having and not knowing why. So it's just like, I feel I like describing it as like a series of questions. Like I wrote the album as a series of questions. And as I finished it, because it took over the span of like 2 years, I had like answered them all.
So now, yeah, you answered all the questions you asked in this EP. What were they? Like
my questions?
Yeah.
Let me think.
Maybe some of them. Not maybe if you don't want to open about some of them, you're not
It was just like me trying to find myself. And trying to find the distinction between me and where I'm at. Like in the world.
And so my last question was, is there a song that's your favorite on this album? What's your favorite song in this album?
I've been saying Cocoa Pebbles, but as I've been like listening to it, I think I really like either King Henry VIII, which is incredibly like slept on. That song is so brilliant. That song or Bo Peep.
And so, can we expect another project soon?
Oh, I hope so. I've been working on one.
Okay.
It's really good.
Okay, well, I'm really excited to hear about it.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Merci à tous d'avoir écouté cet épisode. Vous pouvez retrouver Toute Première Fois sur Spotify, Deezer, Apple Music et Google Podcast, et également aller suivre et liker les pages Twitter et Instagram. Merci.